panel's adjourned to today. Legal argument was foreshadowed in relation to the question of road-related area. I requested that any submissions be relied upon to be forwarded to the court well before today. I don't consider 134 yesterday being well before today.
I don't remember you saying well before today, Your
Honour. Well, let's figure it. I said to 5:15 yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in fact, the reason it wasn't sent earlier was that the state...
And nothing was sent to the prosecution at all.
No, that's correct.
Well, why not?
Well, I've got copies for the prosecution.
Yeah, no, are you expecting to spend time today when she's got another hearing as well? It's just general courtesy. This has been foreshadowed since the 1st of June. It's been, from the outset, road-related area, being the car park at the vet shop, allegedly. I don't know. I haven't seen any facts, but, that's been foreshadowed. And I get this when I leave last night. Took it home, read it in my own time. Prosecutor was handed to it a copy by me at 11:30. Because you hadn't heard anything. And now that you're going to now expect me to make a ruling on it. Mockery's a none, I can tell you now. It's not good enough. Professional courtesies. I'm going to start Mrs. Stewart's matter, then I'll get into yours, okay?
Well, but the authorities would normally be handed up at the hearing, Your Honour. You asked for...
Yes, I know. I asked them so we can try and save time today. Because I'm not a machine. I work every day. 9:30 I started today. When am I supposed to consider this if you fax it through yesterday at 1:30 and I sat to 5:15 last night? When is the prosecution going to have time to consider what you've written if you're going to throw it in front of a face at 12 o'clock today? Not at all. So I'm asking any practitioner, if they're going to rely on law, to give the courtesy to the court and to the other side, whoever it is, likewise the prosecution, if they're relying on any legal argument, to provide the court with a copy and the other side well before the hearing date, so court time does not need to be taken up with off the bench in my chamber for 5 hours, okay? That's the point I was making. This matter is going to be stood down until I can deal with the other matter.
Can I just explain why it was as late as it was? I did try to explain that to you.
No, there's no need. I'm going to start the other matter because it has priority. It's an earlier offence. We'll get to your case whenever we can.
So not before 2 o'clock?
Not before, I can safely say 2 o'clock, thank you.
Thank you.
The procedure normally is, if you're going to just rely on a legal point, that sometimes it's a good idea to get a copy of the brief first, which has been available since 12 noon. It's now 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, I was on the understanding it was legal argument on that point only, that the prosecution case would not be in dispute.
Well, you didn't make any direction to that.
Do I need to?
It's not for me to say, really.
Oh, Mr. Farrago, look, it's 3 o'clock. This matter's not going to be finished today if you want all the witnesses, okay?
You've
been here since 12 noon. You've now got a copy of the statements, which have been available since 12 noon. You're not sure whether you want the witnesses called or not?
Well, I'm quite happy for them not to be called. I was asked if I required any of the witnesses to be called. I would have thought that's a matter for the prosecution. But our attitude...
What case is before me apart from the prosecution case? Either the witnesses give evidence or the statements be handed up with consent.
Yes, well...
I can't proceed on nothing. Get it?
Yes, I do.
It's not a matter for the prosecution, it's a matter for you to assist the court. Otherwise, we'll go through the process of calling each of the witnesses and the matter will be adjourned to sometime in September, October. Half heard.
Yeah, well, I'm agreeable to proceeding without there being any prosecution witnesses.
Well, that means you've got to be able to consent to the statements being handed up.
Yes, well, I...
Otherwise, what evidence do I have?
Beg your pardon?
Otherwise, what evidence do I take account of?
That's so. I mean, there's photos as well.
Look, I'm just going to go off the bench so you can read what you've been given, get instructions from your client, and then we'll be in a better position. But I'm not impressed with the fact you've been here for 3 hours, have not even bothered to look to find out what was there in the prosecution brief. Okay? You're wasting court's time, Mr. Farago. Minimum for 1 by consent.
A statement of Constable Luke Hayden.
Day of the 22nd of June 2007. The minute of exhibit 2. Thank you.
A notebook entry S391607, pages
31 exhibit 3. The notes that of the drug musician. Okay. The 8 photographs of the business exhibit 4. Yeah, just pardon me one moment, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Farago, I appreciate the only issue is whether the area in which the collision occurred was a road or road-related area.
Yes.
Thank you. Seeking to call your client in relation to that?
Yes,
okay. Just pardon me one moment while I finish reading the material. Yes, Ms. Simpson, please come to the witness box. Thank you, ma'am. Now, Ms. Simpson, do you wish to take an oath to God or do you wish to make an affirmation, which is a promise to tell the truth?
Promise.
Okay, do you solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that the evidence you shall give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay, just take a seat there, thank you, and please speak up loudly and clearly towards that microphone in front of you.
Your full name.
Actually, Mr. Farrago, you shouldn't need to call the defendant because you're really making a submission that there's no prima facie case on the basis that the prosecution has not been able to establish it's a road-related area. You don't get to the defence case until the decision's been made in relation to the legal point you've made.
Well, I think it relates to the...
That's it.
Beg your pardon?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, Ms. Simpson, the legal point that's being raised is made on the basis that the prosecution have not been able to establish that the area in which the collision occurred was a road-related area, okay? That's the point that your solicitor is making on your behalf. Before I can get into the defence case, I have to make a decision in relation to that, okay? If it's in your favour, I don't need to hear anything. I cannot hear evidence unless it's going to be conceded that there is a prima facie case. And that's the whole point why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'll just ask you to sit back down there. Thank you, Ms. Simpson.
Well, in terms of that aspect, Your Honour, the section that is the applicable section is section 42 of the Road Transport Act, and it refers to talks about negligent, furious or reckless driving, and it talks about a person must not drive a motor vehicle negligently on a road or road-related area. And then the definition of a road-related area in the Act.
Can I get my volume 3 on my table, please? It's on my desk. Volume 3, it's open to the page. It's the card, I think, in section 4. Yes, please continue. Thank you, Mr. Farrago.
The road-related area means certain things, A, B and C, which I don't think are relevant, but what is relevant is that it means an area that is not a road and that it's open to or used by the public for driving, riding or parking vehicles. And the issue then, in terms of this area where the accident occurred, is whether it really falls within that definition of a road-related area. Now, there are authorities on what that those words mean, open to or use.
The difficulty I've got with some of the authorities you've sent to me is the fact that they're in relation to other legislation where the definition is a little bit different.
Well, the Australian Capital Territory one is a little bit different.
Well, isn't that crucial?
Well, it may be, it may not be. But let's just see the wording for the section that was being determined in relation to that particular matter was an off-street parking area, which is not exactly the same wording but similar sort of considerations, I would submit.
Well, I would have thought the most appropriate thing to do is refer to authorities under the same legislation or the same terms.
There's not a huge amount of authority on this very point, but the one authority that does deal with it,
because they've got talking about public place. Okay.
Pretty fun.
That's not what I'm worried about here. Public place. And the Motor Traffic Act down in ACT is talking about public place. means an off-street parking area, blah, blah, blah. Completely different consideration.
Well, I don't think it's completely different, but if you're of that view...
Yes, we're talking about road-related area, meaning near it is not a road that is open to or used by the public for driving, riding or parking vehicles. Isn't that what the car park to the vet is? A car park for use by the public for parking vehicles? Are they an exclusive persons that parking in the car park of the Riverview Vet Hospital? That's really what you should be focusing on, Mr. Farrago, because that's what the authorities are tending to suggest.
Well, the case that does deal with that very section is the Court of Appeal case, Ryan, against the nominal defender, and that deals with this issue at some length.
And once again, it's not looking at the same authority, it's looking at the civil, the Compensation Act or something.
Well, it's the wording, as far as I can see, is...
Motor Accidents Compensation Act and Motor Accidents Act. One of them is identical. One of them's not. Under the Motor Accidents Act, road is the same definition, means an area that is open to or used by the public and is developed for or has one of its main uses of driving or riding of motor vehicles, and really it's road-related area that we're concerned with here. And the definition under that Act is the identical terms to Section 3 of the Road Transport General Act, which is the law that I need to worry about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I think that that case shows is that there's these cases need to be determined on their particular facts, and the particular facts are different. Perhaps if I could read from Traffic Offences and Accidents, which is...
a textbook?
Yes. This is what it has to say about this question of car parks. It says, in ordinary parlance, few motorists...
Well, let's get on to that. When was it written? Who's it written by? And was it talking about? Because I understand that that's talking about legislation in other states as well as New South Wales.
Well, it's dealing with the issue that in circumstances where the legislation in other states...
Well, you're quoting 4th edition, University of Sydney Library. When was it printed? Doesn't say on what you provided to me.
Well, it's the most current edition that's available.
Well, 4th edition, I don't know when it was printed. It may have been printed in 1910.
Yeah, well, I can't say the exact date of its publication, but it's the current edition that's
well,
available.
Not the current edition, but is it current in relation to the current law?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, I think it is my implication.
No.
You seem to be so against me with this.
No, I'm not. I'm suggesting if you're going to make submissions to the court, you make sure if you're going to quote stuff, you get it right. Number two, if you're going to send up copies of textbooks to ensure that it is valid for today's law.
Yep.
Not just hand up photocopies of the front page and then the pages in between, okay? I'm not going to do the homework for you, sir. I don't have the time.
I'm not asking you to, Your Honour. They're the submissions. In my submission, the particular circumstances of this area are such that it's an area that the public can have access to, but has access to with difficulty. It's not an area where the general public does have access to. It's not that, in saying that, I'm not saying that the general public cannot get into this area, but it's not an area that the general public do use in terms of being able to access this area easily or for their own particular uses. And in my submission, because of that, this claim that... has been brought against the
defendant and shouldn't succeed this complaint.
There's not a complaint, it's an allegation, it's a court attendance notice. It's a charge, not a complaint.
This charge that has been brought against the defendant Simpson should not succeed for that reason.
Sarge, you had an opportunity of looking at the authorities which were provided to you this morning by me.
Yes, Your Honour, I have. Your Honour, the prosecution would argue that it's a car park not only used by as such a limited class of persons, i.e. the veterans, clinic patients or their owners. It's not restricted to customers only at that location. The car park is open to and used by other members of the public. There is another business which has its car park at the back of that location, as depicted in the last photograph, photograph 8. I'm sorry, they're not marked, it's the last photograph in that bundle that was attended with prosecution brief. There's no signage displayed anywhere that says that it's restricted to the veterinary clinic patients or veterinary clinic clients. And I would argue that the area is used, open to and used by the public for parking vehicles, and therefore it is a road-related area as defined by the Australian Road Rules.
Yes, thank you. The defendant has pleaded not guilty to the allegation alleging that she, on the 12th of January, actually it wasn't the 12th, on the 12th of January 2007, negligently drive a vehicle in the car park at the rear of 18 Northwood Road, at Northwood, that appears to be the car park immediately behind the Riverview Animal Hospital. The prosecution case was tendered by consent. The only issue for this court's determination is the incident occurring on a road-related area. It's certainly not a road. Now, road-related area is defined in the Road Transport General Act as meaning A, an area that divides a road, or B, a footpath or nature strip adjacent to a road, or C, an area that is open to the public and is designated for use by cyclists or animals, or D, an area that is not a road and that is open to or used by the public for driving, riding or parking vehicles, and that really is the critical subsection, or E, a shoulder of the road, or F, any other area that is open to or used by the public and that has been declared under section 15 to be an area to which specified provisions of this Act or the regulations apply. Now, section 15 is talking about the Minister may declare by order in the Gazette. There's no evidence before me that any such declaration has been made under section 15. So the principal part or definition of road-related area that we confined ourselves to is D of that definition of road-related area. There's no dispute that the defendant's vehicle was parked in the rear of the premises. There's no dispute also that the vehicle ended up down the gully. The defendant told police, which was questioned, where the driver of the motor vehicle AFW337, when it collided with a fence, went down an embankment in the car park, in the rear car park of 18 Northwood Road, Northwood. Answer, yep. Question, can you tell me what happened? Answer, I was parking the car and my foot slipped from the brake onto the accelerator, and then I went through the fence, and at that point I pulled on the handbrake and then it hit something and stopped. I think it hit a rock. I had my seatbelt on. I don't really remember the rest. Question, did you drive motor vehicle AFW337 often? Answer, yeah, every day. Question, was the motor vehicle functioning correctly before the collision? Answer, yeah. Question, were you injured in the collision? Answer, I don't think so, no. Question, was there any other person in your vehicle at the time? Answer, no. Question, were you driving in reverse or forward when the collision occurred? Answer, forward. Question, did you put your foot on the accelerator instead of the brake? Answer, I had to brake. I think my foot slipped onto the half of the accelerator, as the car went it had a fair bit of power, and I think my foot was fully on the accelerator because the engine revved up. Question: is there anything else you wish to say? Answer: no. Then it was issued with a traffic infringement notice. Police attended the scene at 1:05 p.m. and made observations in relation to the panel of the mesh fencing at the rear had been knocked over, and then the bushland dropping away steeply was the green Suzuki Vitara AFW33Y, approximately 15-20 metres down the slope. Constable Cole spoke with the defendant, and that's recorded in the officer's notebook. The vehicle had to be winched up back up the slope, and photographs were subsequently taken a few days ago. They are Exhibit 4. Now, the animal hospital is on Northwood Road. The photographs tended in Exhibit 4 show client parking at rear, a blue sign. It's not clear on the evidence whether that was on there in January. Certainly there now, indicating that client parking at the rear. There is a skinny driveway going down to the car park area. At the end of the car park area, adjacent to the wire fence, is a big blue parking symbol, and with an arrow to the right saying Riverview Animal Hospital Car Park. The other photographs show the area of the cement car park with Mark Bays. To the left on the black bitumen is other area which appears to be a car park for an adjacent business. Looking back from the car park area towards the back of the vet hospital is a sign, please relieve your dog before entering the hospital. And there's another sign only in relation to the door, staff only, clients please use front entrance or main entrance on Northwood Road. It's clear that the car park where the defendant's vehicle was parked and where she ended up was to the rear of the veterinary surgeon's premises. It's not clear what business was operating to have cars parked next door. The principal submission made on behalf of the defendant is that the car park, whilst there, was not a public car park as such, and the court is being asked to make a narrow interpretation of the definition of road-related area, that being that the persons available to park in that car park were of a limited class, being clients, no doubt pets, of the veterinary hospital and clients of the adjacent building at that other part of the car park. I don't really need to worry about the other building, I feel. And it's suggested on behalf of the defendant that since this was not an area which the general public was allowed to be in, that the prosecution had not been able to discharge its owners beyond reasonable, beyond a prima facie level in relation to establishing sufficient evidence that the car park area was in fact a road-related area. There are some authorities in relation to the matter. What has been provided to the court yesterday was the Supreme Court of Australian Capital Territory decision of Stephen John Winback versus R.A. Baker, which is the civil matter dealt with in the Supreme Court of the Australian Capital Territory, that was in a residential car park of a block of units. The legislation in the ACT is somewhat different to the legislation in the New South Wales Road Traffic Act. One principle that did come out of that case, which I find appropriate, is the ruling that the quality of openness to the public is important, that if the of a distinction can be made in relation to the car park of the veterinary hospital to, say, a car park of a large supermarket chain, or in fact a large or even a small shopping centre. I know there have been decisions, so in the shortness of time have not had any time to even do any thinking about research, let alone research, that McDonald's car park has been found to be a road-related area. A class of persons may be patrons of McDonald's, that people, not just through Krent, as an open interpretation or a wider interpretation. I've been asked to make a narrow interpretation of the road-related area, that this is not... And also, it's pretty isolated. It's not easy to get into. It's quite a narrow entranceway to that car park. The other decision I've been referred to is Ryan versus Nominal Defendant, recorded at 2005, New South Wales Criminal Appeal, Court of Appeal, page 59. That's the decision of the 14th of March, 2005, where the question was the liability of a nominal defendant, whether an accident occurred on a public street, and used by the public as the essential decision to be given in that case. That referred to a similar description of a road-related area under the Motor Accidents Act, and the critical question for the court's decision is, was the car park area in which the accident occurred open to or used by the public? It is a factual test, no doubt about that, and there's no other evidence before me as to what purpose the defendant had being there. The only thing is she put her foot on the wrong pedal and ended up going forward, and thankfully was able to survive it. Not sure what happened to the car, but can the court be satisfied the prosecution of it discharged its onus by suggesting that the car park was a road-related area? The normal defendant in that case was the only person able to be sued because they couldn't work out unidentified vehicle involved. The court's decision was that trail bike was being driven on an unfenced reserved adjacent to the road, not on the road. So it's quite clear why that was found not to be a road-related area. It was a dirt track adjacent to a road, and for all intents and purposes, it was a private area. I'm not impressed with textbooks being handed up when I've got no idea when they're made, referring to some cases which may or may not be helpful. The case of Abrahams has been put on page 31 of this textbook, indicating Stillgate stood at the entrance to a privately owned hotel car park, left open during working hours, or not used by shoppers at nearby shops. Had an appeal to a limited section of the populace. It remained a place open to the public because certain members of the public were permitted indifferently and without discrimination put the car park to that use. In Pike versus Webb, a Western Australian case, the car park of a hotel was held to be a place to which the public were permitted to have access. It may be arguable whether the difference in the statutory definitions give either case the status of being a prison applicable to the current definitions. Access has gone out of favour. Is this private land in which the car park is? Obviously it is, being adjacent to the rear of the vet hospital. There's no barring public access to that car park, but it's quite clear with the sign client parking at rear, the specific purpose of that car park was purely for the clients of the veterinary hospital. Sometimes the law is an ass, and I must say, the definition of road-related area certainly is, because the authorities seem to suggest that since the car park is limited to a specific class of person, or a limited class of person, that's not open to the public. And I am bound by that ruling, which means that the prosecution have not been able to provide evidence that the area in which the collision occurred was a road-related area. Accordingly, the information is dismissed. Now, the reason why I say it's an ass is because it's either people allowed to park there or they're not. If they are, they should be duty-bound to have the law applicable to them in relation to traffic things, because the other cars are there. It means there could be a big collision in a car park such as this, and there's no remedies available. And I find that is absolutely... more than asphalt, it's just ridiculous. that on this occasion, Mr. Fraber, I uphold your submission in relation to the road-related area. The charge is dismissed. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, certainly. If you need us to get a photocopy of that to replace exhibit one. Yes, you may leave the witness to that type of thing. Because there's a big